This is Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails. Well, we got distracted by the elk last week. But we'll go back to Catalina State Park today for one of my favorite trails here in Pima County. From the trailhead at the end of the park road, head south on the Canyon Loop Trail, which is also signed as the Romero Canyon Trail. Just past a half a mile, you'll hit the trail fork for Romero Canyon, which goes south and up into the Catalina Mountains. You begin in Montrose Canyon, and in a half a mile, you'll come to the Montrose Pools. This is intermittent water, which can dry up during May and June of a dry year. Shortly, the trail begins to climb as you come around a foothill to the east. In an additional mile and a half, you'll come to a saddle where the trail will head down into Romero Canyon and another series of pools that seldom dry up even in summer's heat. This is a marvelous spot for wading in the water. At the saddle, look to the southwest for an old cattle trail which heads up into Upper Montrose Canyon. This is a great exploratory hike for those beginning to experiment with orienteering and getting off trail. The pools are a great destination for a casual day hike. Hardcore hikers and backpackers may want to continue the additional 4.5 miles to Romero Saddle. The trail above the pools turns slowly to the east and becomes more and more shady as you move up into the pinon and juniper and then the ponderosa pine forest. This is the northeast slope of Cathedral Peak, and temperatures on the upper trail are appropriately cool. From Romero Saddle, you can head southeast to Sabino Basin or northeast to Mount Lemmon. At 14.5 miles round trip, this is a great training hike for that Grand Canyon trip. Here's a reason to mark your calendar and head to Catalina State Park. Join folks from all over southern Arizona on Saturday, April 25th, for the 27th annual Solar Potluck. Experience the flavors of solar-cooked food and enjoy solar-powered music, family activities, solar appliances, and exhibitions and solar arts. It will feature live music on the solar-powered stage, children's activities, and discussion lectures with community experts at the Tea House of the Rising Sun. The potluck dinner begins at 5 in the evening. You can bring your own oven for cooking. Oven setup should be before 9:30 a.m. Or if you do not cook out there, visit and bring some solar food to share. Salad, watermelon, berries, etc. Ice is always welcome. Bring your own eating utensils to help make Tucson's Solar Potluck a waste-free event. Make sure you wear comfortable shoes, a brimmed hat, and sunscreen. In addition, there's a food drive to benefit the community food bank. Please bring a non-perishable food item for that. As if all that is not enough, the entry fees are waived that day for the potluck. You can come to the park, set up your solar oven, and enjoy a hike to visit some of the many archaeological sites within the park while you cook. Where are they? Well, try the Romero Ruin Trail for starters. It's a great area, a great state park, and a great event. Hoping to see you there at the Solar Potluck. This has been Eb Eberline for Arizona Trails.